Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about spirituality, healing, energy, alternative medicine, higher levels of consciousness, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun way to nourish your spirit. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
We want to welcome everybody to the Transformation Cafe. Tonight's subject, I think, is just very, very interesting. And right off the bat, I want to go ahead and make sure that we have, remind everybody, we're going to be talking about herbs to heal emotions and just all kinds of wonderful things. Herbs and flower Bach home remedies are just something that's getting to be, that, you know, they've been around for a long, long time, of course, but they're getting to have a new popularity, and people are really seeing the benefits of that. But just really want to remind everybody that that this is basically for entertainment, and that please consult your physicians when you wanted to take any kind of alternative remedies with any medications, because some things can affect each other when it comes to medication. So it's important to make sure that you're talking to a pharmacist or your physician or a professional to make sure that they know on that. So, but anyway, we're going to talk about herbs to heal. And I really want to thank Gloria. She had shared a story with me of a lady that she knew that had this anger that she really didn't know where it came from, but it was very, very strong within her. And Gloria, you want to go ahead and catch up with that story and kind of let them know what happened with that and what she wound up finding that was beneficial for herself?
Well, she had shared with me that she'd had this anger for a long time, and she'd made an effort to do different types of processes to help get rid of it, kind of a trial by error type of thing. And, you know, everything from meditation to prayer to relaxation to just anything and everything that she could think of. And finally, it was one of those, I think it was one of those spiritual guidance things where she was just at that point, the tipping point, I guess they call it, and she was just like, I've got to do something to fix this. And she got online, and she looked, because she didn't want to do drugs, like prescriptions and things like that. Most of the stuff that get prescribed today for things like depression and various cholesterol medications, and everything seemed to her to have the need to have a physician to stop taking it, you know, and the idea is that if you have to get weaned off of something, it sounds like an addiction. So she was just kind of looking for something that was more natural, and so she got online and decided to look for natural ways of getting rid of anger, and found a couple of different sites that talked about anger and how to get rid of it with herbs. And so, you know, after looking at a couple of the websites and seeing a lot of the same information, she went with this one site that had a large listing of various herbs, and she decided to.
Do you know the website that she was able to find on that?
No, actually, I don't. She was just telling me about it. And
okay, we'll see if we can find that and have that as part of the information that we'll have with the show. So, anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll have to talk to her. And so it may not be on right away. But
yeah, we'll see if we can.
But she took the top two off of the list, which happened to be, let's see, it was vervain, V-E-R-V-A-I-N, and then skullcap. And it was really amazing for her. She was sharing with me that it took like 2 days. I mean, the anger was just gone. It was like it never existed. And
wow, that's so amazing.
And then she was saying that, you know, part of her research had shown that, you know, anger was related to grief and or depression. And so on like the fourth day, she was telling me that she had just started to experience this large release of all of this grief. Her body just started to let it go. And it was, you know, something that was, she'd had it for so many years and working with it and she was sharing that it was just such a great relief, because all of this tension and stress that had been in her body, you know, it was just gone. And so it was just as relaxing as, you know, having a really good night's rest and a massage and, you know, just being completely relaxed. So I can't even imagine what it was like for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's just so awesome that, you know, she had originally shared that story for me. And, you know, over and over again, there's just so many wonderful options out there that I think even with prescription drugs that can really help you to just be dealing with things. Like, I really think it's wonderful that she didn't want to go to prescription drugs to be dealing with this different stuff. And, you know, that's another thing about, you know, when we are taking medications, a lot of people don't realize about the residual chemicals that just stay in your body. And it takes quite a bit of detoxing to be able to get rid of all that stuff. So it's important to try to just make it as natural and as easy as you possibly can for yourself. So that's another reason why. Go ahead.
I was just going to add that, you know, based on what you're just saying, that additionally, she also shared that it said to continue the dosage for about 2 to 3 weeks because the anger gets stored in the organs.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
So it's a matter of getting it out of the system completely. But as you're saying, you know, it's one of those things where it's a residual, but in the reverse.
Right. Well, it's just like with the detoxing when it comes to things like that, too. They know how emotions can be held in the different organ systems and stuff like that. You know, I've heard several times from just different professionals how, you know, with their fields, they talk about cancer. And with all this, you know, suppressed stress, suppressed emotions, that it really literally can get locked into different organ systems within the body. And then years of just suppressing and really just not giving it a voice, it turns into cancer. So one way or another, you're going to have to pay attention to it. So that's one thing that, you know, I think we're finding since, you know, just so many cancers are being able to be, you know, turned around nowadays. I think a lot of it's from people being able to, you know, do the work of the emotions, do the work of really helping to detox themselves, besides just physically, you know, on an emotional level, and sometimes even on a spiritual level, being able to clear those things out and having things go into total remission, which is just such a wonderful thing to be, you know, out there. So there's lots of options, lots of things for people to be able to do. So I heard a great story that I wanted to share because I knew we were going to be doing the show that actually my husband Andy shared with me. It was actually on Psychology Today has all kinds of really wonderful things that are out there for being able to look at some of this stuff. And if you're just searching on the internet, part of their website really pops up, which is all kinds of benefits that really can come from being able to use, you know, floral essences and some of these herbs and things like that that are out there. And the article itself was actually listed by a woman who is an herbologist, and she was, her name's Berkey. We'll have her on the website, but her name's Berkey. She's the author of Your Natural Medicine Cabinet, and she was a former health food store owner and a holistic practitioner with the Lindian Center for Innovative Medical Medicine in Cambridge. And again, she's got this wonderful, all the different things that are on this just one page that they have offered from Psychology Today that's really under there. And it's under Natural Remedy Emotional Health is what it's listed as. And, it can even be for kids that are picky eaters and supporting people through their work with their levels of life with stress, with the natural medicine, supporting shy children in a natural way, strength when you're grieving, like you were talking about, being able to have the grieving, and it can turn into anger and just all different other kinds of emotions because it's being suppressed. They're also finding natural cures for autism, which is really exciting, and even anxious mothers-to-be when it comes to things like that, postpartum depression, feeling blue, and then we're going to talk a little bit later about natural medicines for the Lonely Hearts Club. And so it talks about people who are heartbroken, and there's actually all kinds of really wonderful things that can happen with that, with the with having just the, you know, whether it's physical or emotional, a heartbreak, some of the things that can happen on that. But this really cool story that Andy was sharing with from me was an experiment they did. And it, what they found was that lavender out of a couple other herbs that they found made people feel more trustworthy of that person when they wore lavender. What do you think of that? I think that's pretty interesting.
I think it's lovely.
Yeah. What happened was is they had they set up an experiment where they had a trustee and a trustor, and then they winded up giving the trustee some money, and the whole idea was you're going to be giving the trustor a certain amount of money and trusting that they're going to be able to share that money or give it back. And if they, you know, there was a possibility that person would basically just take the money and run, literally. And they did three different, they did the experiment with no scent at all. They did one with peppermint, and then they did one with lavender. And 100% of the people that were wearing lavender, the other person felt that they were trustworthy enough to give them the money and that they weren't going to, you know, run off with the money. So I thought that was really interesting. So anybody out there who works in sales, you can start wearing lavender on your clothing or whatever. I just think that that was such an interesting, subtle thing that would be helping people to feel more comfortable with you if you are wearing lavender. What do you think of that? I think it's pretty interesting.
It reminds me that my grandmother, when I was little and I would hang out in her room, she always had eau de cologne lavender.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting. Well, I looked up lavender in just a couple of different encyclopedias of herbs. And one thing, you know, when it comes to levels of trust, I think a part of it is it automatically affects our nervous system and really helps to calm down the nervous system. It helps with the adrenal system, with the fight or flight, and helps people to just feel calm and in this grounded place. So I think that's one reason why, you know, when it comes to levels of trust, there's an ease to the body, and, you know, it helps to relieve sore muscles, and it even helps with skin conditions and things like that, and also helps with chest congestion. So there's just this breath. You can take a breath and you feel relaxed and you feel comfortable and grounded. So I can see why when it comes to levels of trust, those are all things that you would naturally have when it comes to, you know, meeting someone and feeling comfortable. You've got those different kinds of ways that you have it. But one thing they said about lavender is when you are working with the tinctures and things like that with it, whether it's oils or whatever, it's very important to dilute it when you're working with it. So make sure that you're reading instructions, and again, check with your doctor or professional for the advice on that and how to be able to be utilizing that with any other kinds of drugs or situations that you have. And then along with that too, they were recommending mint, and mint is just such a, like, you know, peppermint wasn't necessarily for trust, but it definitely has a cooling and a calming effect for people when it comes to their nervous systems as well. And really helps to promote digestion. And I was thinking about that on an emotional level, how being able to digest what you're hearing, digest when it comes to levels of information, and helping yourself to be more of an easy way of when it comes to just processing. So it would have been interesting with your friend if maybe she even tried that with anger. That might have been interesting to see if that was something that would kind of calm her down and help her to be able to process some of these emotions, since it helps with digestion. I thought that was really interesting. So just jump on any here anytime you have a comment, Miss Gloria. So another article. I know you will. another article that going along with that, since we're talking about broken hearts. MindBody Green, which I just love that website, mindbodygreen.com, has all kinds of health and wellness programs and different kinds of things that you can go ahead and go into their programs. And they're really great if you just subscribe, all kinds of really short articles that are just really great with information. And they had one called The 5 Herbs to Heal a Broken Heart. And it was like, whether it's physical or emotional. It was going on to talk about all the different ones. So the first one they had was hawthorn. And, you know, and they actually stressed that it was important that it was the flower, because you can do the seeds and things like that with hawthorn. But the whole thing with the flower is being able to open yourself and renew yourself to a new perspective in life, and that the hawthorn flower can really help with that. It actually helps on a physical level to lower your cholesterol and also your blood pressure. So on a physical level, it's really helping to calm the body and help with the circulatory systems with the heart. So on a physical level, it's really helping with helping a broken heart as well. It helps to ease any kind of imbalances that are going on a physical level. The second one was rose petals. And, you know, being a florist, that wasn't surprising to me about roses, because roses are just such a wonderful, you know, thing for love. And then thing when it comes to self-care, I always remember a story that I'd actually heard with Tony Robbins, where he had been, he just loves looking at science when it relates to just all the different ways that we learn and process stuff. And he was working with a researcher, and they were working with megahertz of energy. And it's actually back when he was looking at weight loss and food and things like that. And what they found with the researcher was that different organ systems have a different frequency that they operate at. And most of them are anywhere from maybe like 30 to 50 megahertz of energy. That's one reason why it's really important to go ahead and eat food that's got those, at least that level of energy, because it helps to sustain and strengthen your muscle, you know, your organ systems. So the example was, if you had a Big Mac or something, it's only going to have maybe 10 or 15 megahertz of energy, and even though it's got like 1,200 calories. So it's just not going to even sustain you and even give you anything that's really going to benefit the body. But just for fun, they were looking at just an alternative things they had, and they had one of their, a few of their people actually, smell a rose, and a rose was 350 megahertz of energy. And that just, it just blew their socks off. They couldn't even imagine, you know. So we want to talk about a natural high. So when it comes to rose petals, it really helps to just lift and lighten the heart. And it helps, and with this article, it was saying it really helps to calm the nerves, to release and insomnia. It helps people to sleep, and it also helps with mild depression. And they were really encouraging people to go ahead and make a rose petal tea and have that be something that you also have. So I always like to put a disclaimer on that, though. If you're going to be using roses, make sure that you know where they're grown and that they're not getting affected by pesticides and things like that, so you don't have that as a part of your the quality of the roses, especially if you're going to be having them, that you're going to be making them into tea or something like that and putting them into your system. So, but also, I just thought that was so interesting. Having, you know, and have you already shared anything more like that on roses, Gloria?
Also with roses, when I was growing up, and this is one of the things that kind of piqued my curiosity. When I was growing up as a kid, my mom used to give us vitamins, and she had these vitamins inside the inside the cupboard that were chewable. They were vitamin C chewable, and they always had this bit of a tart taste. It made me think of sweet tarts, but without the sweet. And I got to looking at the bottle itself, and it said made with rose hips.
Yeah, rose hips are very, very great with vitamin C.
Yeah, and so I started looking at that, and the I have a friend who will save her rose hips for me. She does organic gardening, and so her gardener never understands why she doesn't want him to cut off the flowers after they're gone. And some of the roses now, I've noticed that some of the horticultural grooming, I've forgotten the word, when you create a plant, and when they develop new strains, and they have created these new strains of flowers that don't develop the rose hips. So the older varieties still do. And once the flower goes away, then the bulb underneath will grow, and it actually is a seed pod that when it's ready to fall off, you know, it'll dry up and go to seed. It was the whole process on how the roses used to perpetuate. And when you get the rose hips, cleaning them can be challenging. There's a couple of different ways and processes. Some people will steam them and then put them into a masher, like a tomato. When you do the peppermill type of thing with the tomatoes, so that you can do the seeding. And mm-hmm. a lot of people will do it that way. I preferred to do it the more arduous way, which was to cut them in half and use a spoon and scoop them out. But it's very thistly inside where the seeds are, and yet the whole rose hips, I took them and made rose hip chutney. So it was kind of an interesting little experiment, and it turned out deliciously. And so, you know,
what does it taste
like? Value.
Is it sweet or?
Well, when I put them into the chutney and made the chutney, it called for a lot of sugar and a lot of vinegar. And initially it didn't taste all that good, but then it sat in the refrigerator. It needed to mellow and melt and to mature. I went ahead and canned them and everything and put them into the refrigerator for about a month, and it came out, and it was just phenomenal. But it wasn't sweet. I mean, it didn't have a particularly sweet flavor, but it wasn't terribly tart either. I mean, the vinegar and the sugar kind of
balanced it out.
Yeah.
But just to remind everybody, if they are looking for, like you're saying, there's a lot of varieties of roses and stuff like now that don't have the rose hips. But if you go to Santa Fe, in Santa Fe, New Mexico, there's a company called Pioneer Seeds, and it's all a lot of the, like you're saying, the older roses and things like that are still available. And I think in Portland, too, Portland's got the National Rose Garden. So that might be someplace else to be able to have them send you roses that are, you know, the older roses. So there's a couple different resources if you are looking to go ahead and get, you know, some more of the ones that are original, the original roses that have been out there. And that's getting to be that much more of something, getting it, making sure we're getting the seeds without having them GMO'd and all those other things that are happening. But that's another show. The third thing that they were talking about for the five herbs for healing a broken heart was lemon balm. And that's a mint, which was Melissa. I love that because my daughter's name is Melissa, so I always have a fond appreciation for lemon balm. It helps to treat insomnia, worry, stress, and they're saying if you combine lemon balm and rose petals together, it's quite tasty. So that's something that would really help. And the combination of both of those together, I'm sure, will just really be wonderful because, again, helping to, you know, reduce or eliminate worry and stress, and then helping to really calm the nerves and help you to mild depression and stuff like that. Great combination for helping to really balance yourself and put your heart on a both physical and emotional level just in a really wonderful place. So there's anytime you're really working with lemon and mint and things like that, those are both really good herbs that the body responds to very, very well. Number four was mother's wort. And mother's wort, I've heard in Native American, and I'm sure you might know something with this, Gloria, that it's really one of those kind of go-tos for just so many things when it comes to a balancing and grounding somebody. So mother's wort. It says it uses a racing heart with stress and tension, helps with emotional upset, and it also can settle a racing mind. One thing to remember with mother's wort, though, really want to avoid that when you're pregnant. It's not something that they recommend at all. So it's not one to go to if you even think you might be pregnant. So that's one of the just cautionaries for something like that. So are you familiar with that with the Native American?
I'm sorry. I heard Native American and I missed the first part.
With mother's wort, are you familiar with mother's wort within the Native American tradition?
Well, I know that it's used a lot in various circumstances, but I don't know that I associate it with Native American. I associate things like sphagnum moss and different things that you wouldn't consider, but that's not an herb.
Okay. Interesting. And then the fifth one was rosemary. And rosemary is believed to strengthen the memory. And just really the whole message with that article, again, with the mindbodygreen.com, was just to really allow yourself to forgive and to focus on the things that were sweet about, you know, focus on the good, focus on the positive, focusing on the benefits of the relationship, of benefits of allowing yourself to be in an open-spaced heart, you know, place. And on a physical level, rosemary really helps to strengthen the circulatory system, and it also has a really wonderful, powerful smell to it that inspires action and motion. So really kind of moving forward and feeling like I'm, you know, going to support myself and my life and move in new and wondrous ways. So I think that this is a really great article to just kind of put things in kind of perspective of how herbs are really out there to really move things. So wanted to touch real quick, too, on the Bach Home Flower Remedies, since we were talking about that with the description of the show. Wanted to make sure that that got on the show. We're actually probably going to do another whole show on the flower remedies. And just Bach himself was just such a wonderful researcher in all the things that he found. It was really just amazing how he had just found these natural methods of healing that he, you know, starting back in 1920 in England, and he found how there was just balances between the mind and body that helped to just cast out negative emotions, like we've been talking about with depression and worry and stress, and really helping people to come to a new balance within themselves. And the Bach Home Remedies, there's one called Rescue Remedy. And I know personally when my kids were younger, it really helped them when they would, you know, that they be not being able to go to sleep one night because they had a test in the morning or something like that. And, you know, a couple drops under their tongue and if they were able to go to sleep and be able to get enough rest to be able to do quite well in the next one. So I think it's really cool. They've got all different ways that they're utilizing the Bach remedies nowadays. They actually have ones for pets, which is really, really cool. And it's called petflowerremedies.com, and that's a great place to go for that. My daughter, Melissa, we've got a long-haired cat, and at least once a year we have her shaved with what they call a lion cut, which means basically the head and tail and the feet aren't cut, but the main body is, just again, kind of give the cats a break since they've got such long hair. And her cat wasn't necessarily really happy about it, and we found this wonderful groomer that she put the remedy on herself, and she also uses lavender, too, because I know she puts that on just kind of a calming thing. So she's putting in the trust, right? I had just thought about that, considering we had that that wonderful story about, you know, trust with lavender. And she also gives the home remedy to she has like a little muzzle that she puts on the animal just to keep them safe and her safe. And once she puts the muzzle on and they smell it, it's calm right down, and she's able to do what she needs to do and really treats them well, but helps them to be in a calm place. So the whole thing, she said she wouldn't do her her job without it. She just found it to be so effective in really helping the animal to feel comfortable and herself as well. So it's been just a very, very good thing for her occupation and for the animals as well. So I just think that was kind of a neat story to put out there for that. So with the kids, like I said, with the other one, with the Psychology Today, here we've got all these different, you know, whether they're stressing out because of class or just all the emotional things that they have on there. These natural remedies really help these kids to be able to do the different kinds of stuff. Like even with autism and some of the different things on them, they've actually done treatments when they've had some of these school shootings and things like that to help the kids to calm down naturally. I've heard of teachers now that they'll have like a diffuser in the classroom, and they'll go ahead and have some kind of a nice, fragrance in the room, and the kids learn better. It helps to open their mind and have them be in a calm place, but yet being more attentive. And they found it to be very, very effective where these kids come in and they just naturally will feel calmer and more awake when they've got all these herbs and stuff. So lots and lots of great things to be able to do with herbs and stuff like that. We're going to have all kinds of books listed, some connections with the websites of different things for people for getting more information. And if you know anyone that you think would be a wonderful guest chef to go ahead and talk about some of the benefits with some of these things on a personal level, that's something we're going to be kind of focused on this month, to be just really looking at wellness, using herbs to be able to help with their emotions and some physical things as well. And just remind you, everybody, a couple weeks ago we had a special show on Sunday with Jenny Green Jeans, and she's a green advocate and consultant. So if anybody wants to go back to that show, there's some aspects of that where we were talking about herbs and just some natural cleaning solutions and things like that that are on their show as well. So thank you, Gloria, for bringing up that story. I think that just made it helped us to have a wonderful kind of go around and look at all different stuff for herbs. So that was just real awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Okay. And just to remind everybody, you know, you can go to our store online and be able to do that. And we'd love for you to go ahead and rate us. We're, you know, we'd love to have that rating with the show. And if you'd like to go ahead and subscribe to the podcast, we appreciate that now. So we want to thank everybody for joining us. And we'll see you next time here at the cafe. Thanks for joining us.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.